That's our Friday briefing for August 21, 2026. Let me pull together the through lines from today's coverage. The UN Secretary-General race is tighter than the frontrunner narrative suggests. Grinspan leads by one vote in an informal poll of 15 council members, and the second straw poll before the end of August will tell us whether that lead is hardening or softening. The candidate field is genuinely strong, with Rodriguez Burkett and Grossi both making substantive arguments for why their profiles fit the moment better than any continuity reading of institutional seniority.
The Security Council reform debate is the essential context for understanding why this race matters beyond personnel. 121 countries now back a voluntary veto suspension for mass atrocity situations. That number is politically meaningful, even if it's structurally insufficient to change anything without P5 consent. The next Secretary General will inherit that pressure and will have to decide what to do with it.
In the markets, the dollar's weekly loss and the modest overnight gain in S&P futures tell a story of genuine uncertainty about U.S. policy credibility that goes beyond any single trading session. We're at 7,687 on S&P futures, up 25 points, but the overnight trading band showed no real conviction. Watch next week's dollar positioning for a cleaner read on investor confidence.
Now, the time capsule moment. Back in May, we noted, and I'll be honest, we said this with real confidence, that Ukraine was hitting Russian naval assets in the Caspian Sea. Listeners have written in, correctly, to point out that the Caspian Sea is landlocked, deep inside Russian territory, and bears absolutely no connection to any realistic Ukrainian strike capacity. We're not entirely sure what we were reading when we said that, but it was wrong in a way that a basic geography check would have caught. We appreciate the listeners who flagged it. That's exactly the kind of accountability that makes this community stronger, and we should have done better.
Genuinely, that one stings. We'll take the L. Going forward, every claim about military operations gets a geography sanity check before it makes air.
To our listeners who are discovering us for the first time through a shared segment, every episode of IntelliJix is designed so that any individual segment stands on its own. If someone sent you the Security Council reform segment or the candidate profiles deep dive, those were built to be intelligible without the full context of the episode. The full episode is always at the feed, but you never need to feel like you missed something to get value from a single clip.
Before we close, we want to say something genuine about what makes this show possible. We build every episode with Claude Code by Anthropic handling our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity for real-time topic discovery and research. As journalists and analysts, we've watched the tools available to independent creators catch up to what used to require full production teams and research staffs. The fact that two hosts can put out this depth of analysis every morning is a direct function of those tools. We're grateful not as a transaction, but because we think it matters to say out loud that AI done thoughtfully is expanding what's possible for independent media.
Have a good Friday and a good weekend. We'll be back Monday with whatever the world decides to throw at us, and given the September straw poll schedule, the UN race may look quite different by then. Marcus, always a pleasure.
Sarah, likewise, take care, everyone.